So now in these 2 hours, I mainly want to focus on if you have any questions or topics which you'd like to know more about, and then also show a couple of videos. So what topics would you like to hear more about?
Actually, we distribute the books. So, but people may get the books, but how do you know whether they read it or whether they, how we can have, how we give it to them? Maybe some people may keep it or they maybe they have to follow it.
Yeah.
But how we have to get that one?
Guess. Well, guessing doesn't really work that well, because guess can be wide guess, and you can be off by quite a big distance. So you only know if you go back and you check. So you have to have a system. Like when you go door to door and you work certain areas, and you go back on a monthly schedule, then, you know, like that only. So by keeping in touch, by keeping in contact.
Contact.
Yeah, definitely. After all, this is not such a huge city. And if you start being out there for a few years, the people, you know, you will get to know your people, and you have to give them opportunities to come and to study Gita, to study Bhagavatam, study CC in temple, but also in home programs, no? That's in their area, very easily accessible for them. And then you might say, this is too far from my house, but then okay, then you find somebody in that street and you hold a program in their house, so that everybody can go very easy, 10-15 minutes. Because commuting, you know, it's so much time, so much effort. People want to have something near to their home. So you find somebody near to their home. Right now you have 15-20 namhas which are active, bhakti rikshas, no? After some time, once you start doing book distribution door to door, you might find that you may have 50 or 100 little places around the city, where you have weekly programs, where you have just satsang, getting together, small kirtan, studying something from Prabhupada's books, some questions answered, some prasad, and everybody goes. Very easy. Evening time, 2 hours, but once a week.
Actually, first we are opening out to them, giving the book.
Yes.
But some people may read it and come.
Yes.
So those type of people, those must have a center.
Yes.
Then they can pull out them.
And then by going back to them, gradually, second visit, third visit, somebody will come forward. Some will never, but let's focus on those who will. There's always a chance. Okay? Other topics?
What distribution goes? If you want to distribute a lot of books,
yes.
It's according to our purity or orator.
Or?
Way of speaking.
There is so many different factors, you know. But you can be a great orator and you can be a great presenter. But if your purity is not there, at one point you will stop doing it. So even though you might have done great for 1 or 2 months or 1 or 2 years, then after that you stop. And the other person who has done 5 books per week steady, but is carrying on for 10 years, so he will do much more than you do. So it's not about great orator skill or great social skill or great interaction skill. It's about your sincerity. So purity definitely is required, because purity is attractive. People are attracted to purity. Krishna is attracted to purity. If you're running and shouting and screaming and yelling, fine, some books get distributed. But if you want to attract Krishna, Krishna is Bhava Grani Janardhan. He takes the essence, he absorbs the essence of our endeavor. He's not seeing 5 Gitas, 10 small books. He's seeing this much effort, this much enthusiasm, this much hard work this person put into it, like that. So don't think just in terms of scores or numbers. See it more as a continuous endeavor, you know.
Sometimes we do book distribution. when I go to Buddhism, some people they told me that another thing has got a lot of books. They are sometimes busy. And
what was that? Other?
We are going by team.
Yes.
But during that time, some dream team will be doing lot of books.
Yes.
And sometimes will not be do that.
Yes.
So that time, how can we advise them? How can we satisfy them? Means, they feel very guilty that they didn't do anything.
Oh, the team who doesn't do well.
Yeah. So they are feel depression.
Depression.
So, yeah. Like I can't do anything. How can I come? So few of them has stopped coming for book distribution.
So you make it very easily accessible to them. Like if it's a team effort, you pair up some people who are not so experienced with some people who are experienced. So then they will learn from the more experienced. And as a team, they will have a lot of success. They will have a lot of positive experience and interaction. So you always pair up the new guys with the experienced guys, make a team with them. Not that all the new guys are together and they're struggling like anything. And all those who are already doing.
I'm asking that, how can we convince them during that time?
During that time?
When they say, I can't do anything, what shall I do? How can we?
You tell them you come with us. You join us. We have a happening team, so you join us for some time, like that. You mix up the team sometimes, not always stay the same few people. You have to mix up sometimes, because it's good, you know. Variety is mother of enjoyment. So you have to get some variety. Don't be too stuck. Oh, okay, he might be your regular Sankirtan partner, but sometimes you should also go with him or with him, so you can learn what is their way of doing, what is their way of presenting, then your style will grow, your ability will grow. You understand? Otherwise it becomes too small-minded. You should become versatile. You should learn how to deal with all kinds of people in all kinds of situations and circumstances. Not stereotypes. It should be balanced. And you should preach the Krishna conscious philosophy that we're not the doers, it's ultimately up to Krishna. Some days you go out and you endeavor like anything and nothing happens. And some days you don't do anything and big result is there. So you feel like, what is this? I have not done anything and Krishna is giving big results. One guy came, okay, 50 Gitas, 100 Gitas taking. And other days you're working and working and sweating and running and talking and one, two books are going. So it's not by our own endeavor. We can endeavor, but the result may or may not be there. So no need to get depressed. Remember, Sankirtan is fun and easy. And every book you distribute is a victory. Every person who takes something from Krishna is victory, success. Do we have a way of finding out whether the power is switched on? Yeah, just leave one or two on and we can see when it comes on. So, no need to get depressed. Depression means ignorance, avidya. It means I am attached to the result. I think I am the controller and I am the doer. But Sankirtan moves in a different way. Sometimes you preach here and somebody joins here. Somebody you give one book here, but somebody over here starts reading it. So it's not always logic like that you can connect. We should endeavor, but it's ultimately up to Krishna. And mix up the teams, put less experience with more experience, so they can get benefit and learn like that. And if there is too much depression and attachment and anxiety, take the pressure off. It's not good. You know, otherwise people develop wrong type of mentality, wrong type of thinking. What should be Krishna consciousness should be joyfully performed. Susukam kartum mavayam. You should be happy in the performance of your devotional service. Not that you think, oh, this book distribution is making me depressed, is making me very morose and sad. It's not good. Then something you're doing wrong. Like some people, they cannot handle the heat in the cooking. If you don't handle the heat, then you don't get into the kitchen. Understand? Then you stay outside. You can cut the sabji, you can serve the prasad, you can clean the floor. Some, they don't mind. Okay, I'm in the fire. moving the thing. It's not for everybody. But everybody can do some preaching, can give some books, but some have bigger, some have smaller capacity. Other questions?
We want to do the card, the big book division for the big three companies, a lot of bulk books. Is there any method of approaching?
I've never done it, so I'm not the person to train in this. I went company to company, and, but you know, companies in Switzerland are fairly small, so they only take 10, 20, like that. So if you want to know the big game, you have to talk to the big boys who are doing that. Delhi, Bombay, like that. You learn from them only. Maharaj knows them. You can find out what is the system. But basically, because I've done it, just that the companies were smaller, basically it means you find out who is the person who makes the decision, which means either the owner or the director or the manager. You make friends with them, good contact, good relations, by giving them prasadam, books, gifts, pictures, and then you establish contact, and then you convince them to buy 5 or 10,000 Bhagavad Gita for all their employees, like that, because it will help to increase the character and the quality of all the workers. But you must be fully convinced, and you must know how the system works. How to find those people, how to get in touch with them, there is a whole science, there's a whole system, you know. If it sounds too abstract and too complicated for you, don't bother. I know, some can't deal with that, you know, they just want to, okay, here, take this, give a donation. But if you're attracted to this type of thing and you like to move in corporate circles, then that might be for you. You have to see where your heart is. You have to see what kind of people you like, you know, what kind of people you feel attracted to and you can deal with. You can't, not everybody can move according, you know, to all different levels of society and sections like that. You understand? You deal with the people who you're comfortable dealing with. Because if you're not comfortable dealing with this certain type of people, then they will feel that. Oh, this fellow is not comfortable. So they will feel that there is something slightly off. So then what happens next? They will also not feel comfortable. Natural reaction, no? Because you're not comfortable, so they also don't feel comfortable. So out of that, that's a bad combination. It's not gonna happen. After some time, if you become more experienced and you become more trained, then your capacity increases and you can deal with more different types of people. I know many of the simple brahmacharis, they don't like to deal with business people so much or this or that because, you know, it's a little bit time consuming and involving, and sometimes you have to spend some time listening to them, like that. They say, okay, take it, leave it, buy it or go, like that. It doesn't work like that, you know. If the guy wants to talk, you have to let him talk. You understand? You have to give him long rope, you understand? Like in fishing, when they do fishing. If you have the small fish, he catches, you pull him up. You have the big fish, he's strong. Not that I teach you fishing, I'm just saying at the point. If you have the big fish, he takes the bait. You have to let him go for a while. Then you pull him back. Then you let him go for a while. Then you pull him back. Then you let him go for a while. Then you pull him back. And then slowly, 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 you bring him in. You understand? Because he's a big guy. You can't just, okay, zoom, take him. The cord will be cut. The line will be cut. He'll be off. So, not everybody can do that. Requires patience, requires tactics. So you try it, you try. There are so many businesses, you know, start with the small businesses. Don't go for the top thing. Start going shop to shop, office to office, company to company, banks, insurance, like that. And you learn how it moves, how the energy moves, how you have to deal with, you know, the secretaries and the security and the small bosses and the big bosses and the accountants. And you have to learn how it's the whole. I was doing companies for 15 years, you know. I personally like it because it's yes or no, take it or leave it. But you have to see whether it's your nature. You might say, oh, it's great, 5,000 books, but you know, it may take you 5, 6, 7 times that you go and see that man before it will actually happen. Are you ready to do that? Do you have that patience to go and listen to the guy for 5, 6, 7 times? He will tell you everything about his family, about his job, his company, politics, the weather, the birds, whatever goes on in his life. Then you have to be sitting there and smiling and take it. And bring it back to Bhagavad Gita every time. Bring it back to Bhagavad Gita. If you don't have that patience, do something else. No harm. There is unlimited ways how to distribute books. Other
That all depends
on how that person has been engaged in book distribution. If it was only a, you know, pep talk, fanatical kind of a thing, oh, rah, rah, then it won't sustain. But if you feel, one time I'm a book distributor, always I'm a book distributor, now I might be also teaching, I might be doing some management, I might be doing some cooking or pujari, like that. You understand? Every member of this movement should see themselves primarily as a preacher, no matter what is your service. Even you might have a job, you're a preacher. You have a job, but you're a preacher, right? So, in the same way, you might be doing some other services too, but at heart, you're always a preacher. And sometimes as a preacher, you talk, and sometimes as a preacher, you give out books. Understand? There is no contradiction. The mind always wants to see contradiction, either this or that. I'm confused now. What's my identity? Am I a book distributor or am I a pujari? I'm confused. But what you're doing as a book distributor? You're bringing people to the temple so they can see the deity. What are you doing as a pujari? You dress the Lord so everybody's very happy to see him, and you talk to people, and you engage them in the Lord's service, and you distribute books. So there is no contradiction whatsoever. But the mind always likes to see contradiction. And then because our mind is very small, you know, we blow our fuses, we get short circuit. And the fuses blow. You're unable to function. Other questions? So it's highly commendable for devotees to stay on full-time distribution for as many years as possible. But still, when you go through the training of book distribution, you will become qualified to do each and every service in ISKCON. You understand? If you got the training of book distribution, after that you will be qualified to do any type of service in the movement. So many will move on to do other types of services. So the Sankirtan leader and the manager, they should ensure that everybody has validated mobility in their service. Means that devotees are not only doing one thing. But even if you're a book distributor, you're also learning how to do some puja, you're learning how to do some cooking, you're learning how to do, you know, a few different things that is required. That is happening in most places, no? In fact, quite the opposite. Many are too much branched into 10, 20 different kind of activities, and they're not focused enough on only one or two things. You have to see both things are required. Like if something is too close to you, you can't see it, but if it's too far away, you also can't see it. So you have to put it in the right perspective. You understand? So you can see it nice. Other questions? Yes. Yeah, we'll talk about follow-up this afternoon, but just as a short introduction to the topic. Yes, it's called follow-up and contact Sankirtan. That system is there, but it all depends on the individual whether they want to implement it or not. Because if you don't actually follow up on that person, even if you take their name and you just give it to the temple, then it goes nowhere, because they have the relationship with you. So the trust, the relationship is with you. So the responsibility to follow up on them is with you. If they get a call from the temple and they don't recognize what's going on, they can't put it together, it will be difficult, you understand? So first time, especially till people come to the temple for the first one or two times, I strongly feel that the devotee who met them the first time should stay with that contact. You know? Later on, if you are doing mainly the one type of preaching and you can't deal that person, then you give that person over to somebody else. But you handed that person over to somebody else. Understand? But many times we want to get rid of that. We outsource the headache. You know outsourcing? You heard of that term? Huh? We do the sales. Yeah. We do the sales, means we take the money, but then the customer care, the service, that you can go to Hyderabad or Bengaluru, you know. We don't bother about it anymore. But then that means the customer gets a lousy service, because he's here in Coimbatore. If he can't get service here, that means your product is useless for him. He's not going to go to Hyderabad or Bangalore. So we have to give him that customer care, that support locally. In fact, many big corporations have started to have service centers and service points inside of the places where they sell the goods. Because people are not happy. They think, I got the goods from you, I paid you the money, now I want the service also from you. I don't want to run far away somewhere else to get it serviced by some people who don't really care about me. No, the contact, the relationship is established with that shop, so they want to give it through the shop only. They say, okay, you're the dealer, you take it to your people and you get it fixed. I will only deal with you. And that works, because there is a liability, there is a responsibility there. So in the same way, we can't outsource the responsibility of preaching, where we say, oh, go to temple, Lord. Go talk to this one, or go talk to that one. I don't really bother with this. I only take the money, give the book, and leave. Because after all, what are we trying to do? We're not just trying to move books and get points. We want to attract people to Krishna. And that means we have to be there for them, with their questions, with their doubts, with their complaints, with their challenges. So, and then, once they actually see that you're there for them, they will develop trust. And you know that customer loyalty, customer loyalty is worth 10 times the price of a single project purchase. Mm-hmm. Did you understand that? Customer loyalty is worth 10 times the price of a single purchase. Yet the average business spends 6 times more to make new customers than to keep existing ones. Everybody puts huge money into advertisements, huge money into getting new customers, new people to buy their products. But if you have somebody who is a loyal customer, he will bring you 10 times more money than a new guy. Because the old customer, he will continuously use your product and your service, maybe for life. Whereas a new guy, he may buy once and then go away. But still, the company spends 6 times more money on advertisement to get new people than they spend on keeping the old customers happy. So we should not do the same mistake. We should take care of the people like that. So it's by culture, it's by training, by education, but mainly it's by personal commitment. That each and every one of us feels responsible. That yes, I took that person's name, Krishna sent this person to me, so now I am responsible for this person to make sure this person comes closer to Krishna. I don't say, okay, throw him back into the pond with the fishes and say, okay, find your own way. Okay? Other questions? No power today.
Just I want to know more about it. You said that benefits of Dharma, I mean, you're not able to understand.
We have the same lines.
Where?
Yes, next to this one is first year.
So we won't get any power today, or what's the plan?
Even 1:30.
Huh?
Till 1:30.
Sure?
Yeah. Yesterday came 1:30.
Okay. Please come again.
Just I want doubt. You say that the benefit of doubt. I want to understand. I'm not able to understand. Benefit of doubt means?
Benefit of doubt is a matter of speech. It's a matter of saying. If benefit of the doubt has got nothing to do with doubt. So it's not doubting a person. But like for instance, I meet you and I might think so many things just from external appearances. From perceptions, no? Dress, talking, this, that, the other thing. But if I want to have some relationship with you, I have to convince myself that you're a nice person, that you're a good person. Otherwise, my acting and talking and dealing will be jeopardized. It will be tainted by my negative attitude. You understand? So I have to give you that initial positive response, no? That unless, you know, like they have the saying, innocent until proven guilty. You understand that saying? Like in the court, if you cannot prove somebody is guilty, till the point you're proven guilty, you're innocent. So don't deal with people like they're criminals if they're not proven to be criminals. Many times our mind makes false judgments, you know, based on whatever external situation. Or sometimes you may just think, I just don't like people, or I just don't want to deal with people. And then you have this kind of attitude. So giving people the benefit of the doubt means innocent till proven guilty. So we treat them and act towards them like they're nice people till, even if they prove themselves not to be nice people, still we act nicely towards them, because many times that will change their attitude and their acting like that. Okay? Other points?
For this devotees, local people have complained at this one.
They're complaining?
Yeah.
What's the complaint?
Whenever they come to temple, our devotees approach either for donation or for buying books. They are complaining of either give donation or buy books.
Okay.
No other temple have this type of culture, like making them post to buy a book or like.
So that should not be the policy. People should be able to just come, listen to kirtan and class and take prasadam. Not that every time they come, okay, you buy this, okay, you give money, okay, you buy this, you give money. After all, it's a regular crowd which is coming. So not every Sunday you like to be pushed, you know. Otherwise you go to a place and every time you're pushed to do something, you may not like it. But is that a few people's complaint or is that general complaint? So then you tell them, look, we are a preaching movement, we are an outreach movement. So in order to do that, we spread the books. And for our projects and our schemes, we need donations. But if you just say that I'm not interested or I can't participate in this, that's fine, that should be respected. You understand? So you may ask, but they may say no, or not now, or later, like that. So we have to accept whatever. Somebody asks you nicely and leaves the room open, the door open, for you to, you know, say no, then that's okay. But if you corner somebody, you understand cornering somebody? You put him in the corner of the room. You must take this, you must give money. Then people get upset. You see, preaching is not overpowering people. Distributing books is not like there is no other choice. Either you buy it or, you know, you'll burn in hell or you can't have anything to do with this movement. No. Because even then you make this policy and even devotees don't like that, you know. Nobody likes that. There is no love. Devotional service is based on free choice. It's voluntary. It's our own choice. We can present it, you can inspire, you can present, you can ask, but ultimately it's voluntary. So sometimes, due to requirement or due to people being neophytes, there is too much emphasis on collection or too much emphasis on giving books. Should be balanced there. Like for instance, you have a book table and you may give a Sunday feast lecture and then have some books there. But it's not that you put somebody at the guard, at the gate, and whoever walks in or out, you ask them, okay, did you buy the book? Did you give the money? You understand? You have it there available. And you may talk to people. So those who want, they come forward. Sometimes we also come forward and approach people. But there should always be the option of. Otherwise, if you corner somebody, they will jump on you. You understand that? When people feel cornered, they will attack. That is the nature. But if you say anything is okay, anything is good, come to this temple, you go to that temple, you stay at house, you chant, you don't chant, you read, you don't read, you give, you don't give, it's all the same. Then you can be a Paka Hindu or a Paka Mayavadi, but you're never actually going to do any preaching. You're never actually going to do anything substantial. So some push has to be there, but we should mainly push ourselves. Not the other person, you know. We can push ourselves maximum amount. But the other person, they should be inspired. They should be enlightened.
Give some direction how to distribute books and books for mills and factories, how to convince the MD or the...
Same thing like I told to him. Same story. Company. You find out who is the guy, you make contact with him, you go see him, you bring him nice prasad, not some khichdi from last week, but you know, iskan prasad means cake, nice sweets, you know, whatever people like, something nice, some picture of the deity, like that, one book, garland. You make friendship, you say. And you don't say, I'm doing this now so that in 1 month I can come and sell you 10,000 gears. No. You just offer them friendship. That's it. They may reciprocate, they may not reciprocate. You can only give like that. If the person is nice and is interested, he will test you, no? He will test your patience. He will test you. They say, okay, what do you want? Then if you immediately say, I want this, this and this, he may or may not do it. If you say, it's okay, I'm fine. I don't need anything. If something comes to my mind, I will let you know. Next time you go again, you give him something. He will ask again, what do you want? What can I do for you? He said, that's okay, you know. He's just making friendship, that's alright. He will open up to you, you'll talk more, like that. Then after some time, you know, you will be on friendly terms. Then he will ask, what is important for you? What's good for you? Then if you tell him, I want a gold watch, or I want a briefcase, or I want to go to America, or whatever, you know, then either it spoils, or he will help you. But if you tell him, I want to, you know, spread this Gita to all the people here in Coimbatore, and, you know, I've done with many people, I've given them Gita for their workers, it really brings up the quality of the individual in this way. The workers benefit, the company benefits, you will benefit, you will get so much price credit for that. So how many workers do you have? 10,000, okay. Take 10,000 Gita. We have got this scheme. You understand? It takes time. You have to invest energy into that relationship. Sometimes you can win over their hearts. They will do whatever you want them to do. Question is, are we pure enough? Can we handle it? That big person says whatever you want. Or whatever you want, I'll give it to you. Then, do we have personal motives? Or do we want to just preach and give them Krishna consciousness? You may tell him, I want you to chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds, follow four regular principles and shave off. Not going to happen. Not immediately. So you have to know ways to engage them without, you know, upsetting them. Because everybody is on their own pace. Everybody is on their own terms. We cannot, you know, push too much, it breaks. Push not enough, then there is no pull. There has to be some pull, some direction. Constant fine-tuning is required. That's the good thing about book distribution. You have to constantly fine-tune, constantly adjust. You know that an airplane is flying? 90% it's off course. It's not exactly on course, on target. Because there's wind, you know, and all that. So the airplane is going not from A to B in straight line, but it's going like this, you know. So you have to constantly correct your course. So you have to be very sensitive. How am I dealing with this person? How is the relationship going? It requires experience, maturity. Those things which you develop during sankirtan, during preaching, you learn exactly when something goes off and what you can do to bring it back. Other questions?
Most of them, when you go for distribution, one of the standard answers is that this is not the right age for me to
read Bhagavad Gita.
This answer comes from people of all ages.
Then you tell him, Kamara Charet Pragyo Dharma Bhagavataniha Durlava Manushya Janma Tadapi Astruvam Artadam. Prahlad Maharaj says, from the age of 5, you should practice spiritual life and read Bhagavad Gita. So now you might be 25 and you might think, now it's time for college, or now it's, I'm 15, now it's time for playing, then it's time for college, then it's time for job and for family, and then I'm retired, you know. But then never the right time comes. So when is the right time? Tato Brahmachigyasa. Now is the time to inquire about the spiritual topic. That is Vedanta Sutra. Everybody accepts Veda, no? Vedanta Sutra starts off Tato Brahmachigyasa. Now is time. Not tomorrow. Not yesterday. Now is the time to inquire. And what's the end of Vedanta Sutra? Anavriti Shabda. By spiritual sound vibration, you are purified. So, from the beginning to the end, it's now and it's spiritual sound vibration. So you tell them, you may dream about the future, You may lament about the past, but the funny thing is, by doing this, your present becomes non-existent. You understand that? You may have great plans and hopes for the future, you may lament about the past, but by doing that, your present has stopped to exist. Now if you read this book, and you start taking control of your life, and you start practicing Gita, you will actually learn how to live in the now, in the moment. And then you will learn how to make an actual difference in your life and in the life of others. And you know what's funny? Today is the first day of the rest of your life. So today, now, is the point in time where your future is going to be determined. So, let's do it. Now. Take it. Many times it's just a cheap excuse to brush you off. It just means I'm not convinced. It just means I'm not really impressed. It just means your presentation is not very solid. Don't rely too much on mundane logic and talking. You just have to inspire people from the heart. Inspiration comes from the heart. How to do that practically? You go up to people and you say, Hare Krishna! How are you today? Nice meeting you! This is for all the smart people here in Coimbatore. Are you one of the smart people? Yes, I knew it when I saw you. You look like a gentleman and a scholar. You deserve this Bhagavad Gita. I'm picking today the most respectable, educated and best dressed people in the city to give this book to. You're qualified. Here. For you, my friend. That's all it takes. No discussion, you know, which temple your grandfather went to, which mosque, which acharya, Shankara, this, that, other thing, you know. Not what he's chanting or what he's eating or where he's praying or I don't care about all that stuff. By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, we're distributing pure love of God today to all living entities here in this city. And you can help to do something good. Be the change. Be part of history and make a difference in this world. You don't like the way society is going, you don't like how your life is going, do something. Like that. Inspiration. No argument, no negotiation, nothing. Just inspiration. It usually works. Because people see you come in on a different mood. You're not going for the small stuff, you know. You're dealing on the level of the heart. That convinces most people. You'll still have to answer a few questions, that's okay. But you made it clear that you're not a small-minded guy. Other questions? Sure.
So people prefer to give a donation rather than buying books. So I see, but it's the thing is to give books over books. But they don't want to get the book, simply they want to give donations.
So sometimes that happens. Sometimes people want to give money, but they don't want to take the book. So you tell them, okay, I will give the book on your behalf to somebody who doesn't have money. That's fine. Then you have your Shastra Dana fund, and you put the money there, and then free books can be distributed from all these people who want to give money. We can put books into libraries, schools, hospitals, hotel rooms. Not a problem. People can give lakhs and crores. Even if they don't want to take any books, that's fine. We know where there are people who need books and will appreciate. Sometimes you have people, they already have one Gita, and they just don't want to take more books. Okay, we'll distribute on your behalf. You will get the credit And then you should give them the news. You know, we just gave 500 Gitas to this big hospital, all the rooms, all the doctors and nurses. You'll be very happy. It's not a disqualification. It's okay? Don't upset people because we're too rigid. No, you gave the money, now you have to take this book. We should try to give something, but sometimes they already have. Not every time they give money, they want to walk with the book. You know? So you give the book to somebody else. What else?
Suddenly they are rejecting, they're closing doors, suddenly rejecting, now suddenly they are saying no time for us because they are very busy working.
That happens. That's part of the job. That's part of life. Sometimes people say no. Even when Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur went door to door, sometimes people said, hey, you, get out! We'll call the police on you. Don't bother us. We're busy working. Go get a job. Don't come back here. It happens. That's the hazard of the profession. Understand? You have to accept. Next. Any other questions?
So if you're approaching the world people, they are saying, so we can't read now. You take the books with you.
How can you read? All day you're reading newspaper, all day you're watching television, all day you're looking at so many things. So why are you saying you can't read? If it's too small print, you give them big print book, otherwise they can get magnifying glass. Or they get their nephew or niece, ask them to read for you. Ask them to give it a gift for their children or grandchildren. Other questions? Now is the time to ask questions. I came to ISKCON in 1984, and in those days, in the 80s and 90s, in Europe, book distribution was the major activity of most of the devotees. So when I came in contact with the movement, I just saw that this is going on. So I had a book in my college, so I read it, so I went to visit the temple, and then I got books, and I started reading the books, and I saw the devotees distributing the books, so I went out with them, and I was carrying the books while they were distributing, so I was watching them, I was listening what they were saying, and I saw that this is a very special activity, you know, this really has a lot of fun, and has a lot of impact on the people and also on the person who is distributing, and there's something going on here, you know. I really felt like this is part of a movement, you know. This is not just you go to a church or temple and you pray and then you go home. But you can be like a revolutionary, you can be an activist, you can actually make a difference. And then I joined and I started doing book distribution full time. Other questions?
But how it attracted to come to you? Come here, other people will come to you.
Mm.
Mostly, but I came this time, reading Prabhupada. Nobody interested.
Yeah.
They touched some personal book. There are different people have some attraction.
Yeah.
But do you like to know how you first entered?
Yeah, my one friend of mine, he was going same college like me, and he had visited the temple before, and he already was chanting and offering and following. So he introduced me, and then in my library of that school, I found Bhagavatam, first canto, part one. So I started reading, and he was talking to me, and then a few weeks later, in the holidays, he invited me to temple, and then he became clear. That's always combination. Sometimes book is first, sometimes devotee is first, and book is second. But always you find a book and a devotee is involved. They come together.
One person came, he is interested in reading Bhagavad Gita and Krishna.
Hmm.
But he said that I can't live without taking up knowledge. I can't live without knowledge. So got interested to take. But I said that you just take this book, you just take automatically you can live it. But he said that no, I can't take it. After living that I can take. How can I convince them to take books? But he said that I'm interested.
Yeah, then if you're interested, why don't you take the book? I mean, what's the problem? Otherwise it's like a joke, you know, you say, oh, I can't give up non-veg, and that's why I can't take the book, but I don't want to take the book now, because I'm afraid I will have to give up non-veg. So, you know, it's like dead end. What was first, you know? The egg or the chicken? You tell him, Krishna was first. Krishna is the source, sarva karana karana. So you take this book and everything will become successful. It's just logic and argument, you know. Giving prasadam. Let us take prasadam. At one point it's non-veg
document. To every Sunday to take some arati, atana arati and even kirtan. Ask him to
Yeah, definitely.
Some people are getting afraid that when I take Bhagavad Gita, I have to be perfect in our home. So,
not perfect, you tell them, perfect, who is perfect? I'm not perfect, nobody is born perfect, you know. You have to practice. Even if you decide not to be perfect, like you know you're not going to be, most likely in your lifetime, you will not be the richest person in India or in the world. Most likely in your lifetime, you will not become Prime Minister. Still you have to endeavor, no? Still you have to try and do best you can. You can't say, oh, I can't be number one, so that's why I'm not the best. Most likely in your lifetime, you're not going to be number one in book distribution in the world. So what? That doesn't matter. You read with Osan Sambar, you still have same taste. Whether you're number one or you're number 50 or you're number 5,000, right? You will taste prasad same, isn't it? So, it's not about which position or how much. Point is, Krishna wants to see our endeavor. He wants to see our sincerity. And sincerity means endeavor. We're trying to do something for Him, even if it's a little difficult. Other questions? I know it's hot and I know it's noon and I know everybody's tired, but
how to approach the schools and colleges? People should place the books in the library.
There's so many projects you can do with schools and colleges. You can, are you going to do schools and colleges or not? Or are you just asking for the sake, for the fun of that?
I would like to.
So they have Gita contests, then they have lectures on different books and presenting the small books. Then you have sponsored books where you place books into libraries of colleges and schools like that. There's so many schemes how to deal with the schools. It's already going on all over India. So you just, whoever is successful, you learn from them. No need to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to make a whole new creation. You just see who is successful, you learn from them, and you implement. But finish. You know? Save your energy. It's hot, you know? Don't run around. Work smart. Don't work too hard. Be smart. Find a system that works. You adapt it for the local place. How do you adapt? By finding out, by trying it. Then you adapt, you change it slightly, so it works. Yes?
For example, last year we did book distribution about 20,000 books in distributed. But we don't have the 20,000 visitors coming to temples. We are just telling them to give me a card, we come for and Sunday program, we are telling. But we are not targeting their database, their phone number, their addresses, we are not calling them. We are not calling them also. So if the book distributors would have to do this,
how to do it? Very easy how to do it. You make one card, you print it, and it has got name, address, email, mobile, date of birth, which books they bought, how much money they gave, what are they interested in, who is the devotee who met them. You know all the 30 different things you want to know. You have that card. Everybody in your congregation, everybody has those cards. And when you go out, just somebody buys a book, no need to fill out the card. But the person says, oh, this is really nice, you know, I really like Gita, and yeah, I would like to know more about Gita, I would like to know more about what you people are doing, and, you know, what's going on, like that. You take their details, like that. And then you contact them and follow up with them. Understand? Then there is a system, it's all by systems, you know?
It should be done by different departments and the same book distributors should do this.
No, there has to be one person in the temple who is doing database management. You heard the word database management? Okay. So, they have a computer and they do the database management. And once a week, everybody goes to that person to put in the addresses and everything. So everything is kept in database. So then, simply by pushing one button, they will find out who wants Gita course, who wants to give donation, who wants cooking class, who wants Bhakti Shastri, who wants this, who wants that, who is student, you know, age group up to 18. One push of the button, you will know all these people. So you send out all the information, youth camp, this class, that seminar, this thing. It's all run by system. It's not too complicated, you know. But the regular distributor will still keep those cards. Database is there, but you will still keep your cards. And you will follow up with this person. And after 5 days, or after a week or two, you send them an email or an SMS, or you call them up. Oh, very nice, you got that book. How is it going? Did you start reading? Any questions you have? What you feel? Would you like to meet somebody? You know, I'm in the area. In the next few days, I could come by your place, we talk about it, like that. Then you have standardized letters, you know, standardized. Email, standardized thank you letters, standardized SMS, how to keep in touch with the people. Some people, they will just get 2-3 letters from the temple, Jamastami, Ratiyatra, this, that, and standard letters. That's the broader picture. But the more specialized information you have about the people, the more you can interact with them in a specialized way. And then when you have new information, you enter that also into the database. So then you will know, oh, this person has already 3 books, but is interested for Bhagavatam set. So somebody who is expert in distributing Bhagavatam set should call that person, like that. Understand? Step by step by step, gradually. Who should do it? All of you, everybody. In their own capacity. And somebody has to be the brain, somebody has to manage it. Like now you're doing for the brahmachari. But you have to have one team leader for the ladies, and one like book distribution leader for ladies, and one book distribution leader for men. For the householders, for the grihastha congregation. That person's job will mainly be to coordinate, and to inspire, and to give the information. Let's say one Namhata group outside of here wants to do some training seminar on book distribution. So they will contact this one devotee, or you and Maharaj or whoever, but they will know that this person is in charge. So they will ask, okay, who of the congregational trainers can we invite to give us a workshop on book distribution? So they will come and explain it, and they will take them out on a bookstall, so they get the full package, the full attention and interest. You understand? You have to have trainers, you have to have organizers, you have to have leaders, you have to have so many things. People are already there. You just have to fill in the slot. Make a diagram, a structure, and then you fill in the names. Ask the people, in which capacity would you like to serve? What would you like to do for the mission? And some will say, I want to do office job. Some will say, I want to do cooking. Some will say, I want to drive people around. Some will say, I want to be in book tables. Some will say, I'm good in speaking. I like to train. Everybody has different capacity, no? Otherwise, everybody goes home and feels sad and depressed and unhappy. Then you watch the news, then you're even more depressed, and then you go to sleep, and next day you go to the job again. That's not, you know, the goal of the thing. You have to empower people. Empower people means you show them how it's being done, and you teach them how they can do it. And you follow up means you walk with them the way, and you help them do it. You see that they can actually do it themselves. There might be difficulties, there might be obstacles, there might be challenges. That's all fine, that's all understood. Mm-hmm. You can leave the door open, just put a table, a chair in the door, so that there will be some breeze. Open the door. Open. Open. Other questions? So then there has to be standardized. It has to be standardized. It's not too complicated, no? How many temple presidents do you have in the South? How many leaders do you have? It's not too many. So you standardize. These people have to sit together and discuss and make strategy. Very simple. Now some guy might ask slightly 10 rupee more, 15 rupee more because shipping, transportation, this, that. That's life, that's okay, but there shouldn't be huge difference. Understand? It's all management. Easy stuff. Getting people motivated, getting people inspired, that's the difficult stuff. All the office and the money stuff, that's the easy stuff. Getting people to move. For that, you have to touch their heart. You have to get their commitment. That's the tough part. So for that, everybody needs personal conviction. How do you get personal conviction? By finding out, this is nice, this is great, I like to do this. So you need some positive examples. You need some success. It's like if you don't know what swimming is and you've never done it, you might be scared, you might be afraid. You don't want to touch the water, you don't want to go there. So somebody has to be there, hold your hand, hold you up, show you how it works. Can't just throw people in the water and say, hey, swim or sink. Many will sink, you know. Don't just throw people out there in the water and say, hey, go out, distribute books. The books will distribute themselves. Many will not get good experience like that. You have to show them how it's being done. Let them watch. First 2-3 times, when people come out with me, first 2-3 times, I don't allow them to sell any books. They're only allowed to watch. You understand? Once they get comfortable, they want to do it, I still say, no, no, you got to watch, you can't do it. Till they have such a desire, they say, you know, hey, they run out, they grab some books, they run out, and they go out doing themselves. Understand? Otherwise, if too fast, you tell people you got to do this, not going to work. Then gradually it will become a culture. It will become part of your whole experience of Krishna consciousness. It will become normal. You chant Hare Krishna, you go to the Sunday feast, you go to programs, you get educated, and you distribute books. It's just what we do, you know? It's just natural. It's just normal. As long as we see it as something foreign or something artificial, then sharing knowledge, sharing Krishna consciousness is something natural. It's not something artificial. Other points? Basically, it's up to you guys, you know. I'm flying out tomorrow. I'm going to do my own thing. But it's up to each and every individual. You guys can make it, or you can just go back to sleep. It's up to you. Going to sleep means you can be happy in Krishna consciousness doing whatever you're doing. But if you want to do preaching, if you want to do book distribution, then you'll find a way how to do it. You'll find somebody who can train you, you'll find somebody who can show you how it's being done, and you do it. You understand? Responsibility lies with the individual, not with the temple, not with the Maharaj, not with the Guru, not with the GVC. The power is right here with each and every one. Paramijate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. The Sankirtan movement is already glorious. It's already successful. The question is only, am I part of that success or not? That's our decision. That's our choice. Yes?
During special times, we have to put a big job. That we used to put paraphernalia on the books. But the people are very attracted to paraphernalia.
So then don't mix it, book. Keep it separate.
If you keep it separate, they won't go to book two.
Why not? Then you put some paraphernalia there to attract them, or then you push the book. Yeah, whatever. You figure it out. Whatever works. For tenants, usually then you only sell keychains and pictures and statues and incense and all the blah. All that stuff which they can buy in a million stores. They don't need to come to temple to buy picture and incense. All that.
What is your experience from the distributor group? You distribute to not only religious people, or those who have faith in God, or to anybody in distributor?
Anybody.
How is that?
Religious people sometimes are more atheistic than atheistic people. You understand? Atheistic people many times have more decency and behavior and character than the people who so-called believe in God. So Kali Yuga, everything upside down. You can't judge for that. You can't say, oh, you're like this, you're like that. Understand? How you do it? Well, you just have to see how the person works. On what level? You can't just wave, you know, the Hindu flag or, you know, India Ki Jai, because this will not work. You have to establish some common ground. Understand what does that person like, what makes that person tick. Connect with them. And then inspire them to take the book. Like even now here in India, more and more, you can't work with the stereotypes. You understand stereotypes? You understand what a stereotype is? Like just to go by a routine, by a pattern. You can't go door to door and tell everybody, look, you're a Hindu, this is the Hindu book, you have to buy this. Many will say, so what? I don't like the way how you talk to me. I will not buy it. Or they will say, yes. I like this book, but I will not buy it from you. You understand? Or they will say, I already have it, or this or that, or the other thing. So we have to actually, it's about personal commitment, about personal relationship. So Some will buy no matter who you are. They just want the book. Here, take the money. I don't care about you. I'm gone. But mostly, more than 50% is relationship. Because they can get this book in so many places. But they will get it from you because they like you. Like that only.
What about physical health? When we go on like a suggestion, but normally after some years or after months, sometimes after months, even after years, the devotees and the digestion system getting collapsed, then like the physical health also.
Because you people are eating the wrong types of foods. You don't know how to keep healthy. If you eat rice 5 times a day and then you complain, why my cholesterol is high, why I'm getting diabetes, well, look at your diet, look at what you eat. If you're working in the fields or in the construction, then you can eat like this. But if you're only moving your mouth, then you cannot eat like a bull, you know. Yeah, you have to adjust to whatever is your level of work and exercise. You have to adjust your diet to that. Also, according to age, if you're 15 years old, you can eat stones and you will digest. It's not a problem. If you're 30 years old, it doesn't work like that. If you're 40 plus, anything you eat, you become fat. You have to know how much your body can take. Common sense, but there is no common sense. So people have to be trained and educated. Otherwise, suffer. Go to doctor, spend money, medicine, get sick, die young. Personal choice. Nobody forces you to eat unhealthy stuff. Like in every tradition, you have so many healthy foods, but if people only like the heavy stuff, then let them suffer. Not drink enough water, get dehydrated, like that. Kidneys fail, liver, all this stuff. Gotta do some exercises. Either walking, yoga, swimming, exercise, keep moving. Carry the books properly, don't just carry the boxes around, you know, break your back. We all broke our health and our backs. Should learn from the old guys. Everybody thinks, oh, I can eat anything, oh, I can do anything. And after 2-3 years, they're finished. Work smart. Also work hard, but don't switch off your brain. Don't be fanatic either, you know. Oh, it's going to be exactly like this, exactly like that. Oh, I can't eat this, oh, I can't eat that. Yoga means, you know, be a yogi means moderate, middle way. Know yourself, know your body, know what it takes, and work with that. Yes, if you put in 3 plates of prasadam and then you go for class, after 30 minutes you will go to sleep. It's guaranteed. Completely guaranteed. So if you do intellectual work, take light. If you do more physical work, you have to need a little substance. It's understood. So, that's why we need training. Senior devotees should make sure juniors are learning what is proper way. But if the seniors themselves are sick and not healthy and don't know what's going on, then you're in bad shape. Then you're in trouble. Other points?
The devotee association, so you, my brother, there is one pioneer giving awards and other things, encouraging. So in temple, the local temple, how often we should do?
You should have some satsang at least minimum once a month where you have some Sankirtan festival and you do some appreciation. Appreciation doesn't have to be, oh, 200 Gita, 500 Gita, Kijai, Kijai, Kijai. You can just say, this devotee is doing so nicely, that devotee is doing so nicely, like that. You know, glorify the devotees, appreciate them for whatever they do. Big and small, everybody. And then you have particular marathons, after big marathons, after big kind of endeavors, then you can make more something with prices and with, you know, something substantial. That can happen once or twice a year. But the other thing, where you get together and you have your monthly Sankirtan festival and some sharing and some stories and some experiences and like that, that should happen minimum once a month. Monthly Sankirtan festival. And if you go on his website, distributebooks.com, you have all these different strategies are there. All these strategies. Monthly Sankirtan festival, book table, smart boxes, Shastradana, this, that, all these things, it's all on the web. So many training videos. You go on YouTube, you know YouTube?
Yeah.
You type in book distribution, Hare Krishna, ISKCON, or ISKCON of Silicon Valley, ISV, or Vaisheshika Prabhu. You get dozens of videos. It's all out there. Other questions?
Suppose you heard too many devotional services, then how to go about it? Is it a priority or something?
Then you have to see what is most important, what is next. Most important is your reading and chanting. That's the goal. Can't sacrifice that. Then you plan your week, you plan your month. How many days I can go for book distribution, how many hours per week I can put in. You organize, you get your weekly schedule and you organize and you stick to it. It's not so complicated. Otherwise somebody sees, oh, so much work, I can't do anything. And then nothing is done. Yeah. You do everything and nothing at the same time. So you focus on the job. When you do this, you do this. When you do this, you do that. But when you should be reading, you're chanting. When you should be chanting, you're spacing out. When you're, you know, always somewhere else. Mind always is diverted. So you have to learn how to focus on some activity, fully dedicate and focus on one activity. Ikiha, not Babushaka. That is learned by doing book distribution. How to put all your ability, mental power, faculty, all into one activity. That is required. How often you can do that, you have to know, just to see your life, your schedule.
Creative.
And then once something becomes so tasty and so wonderful and so nice, then you want to increase, you want to do more. So you will bound some other things to do more of that, no? To make time. Like if you know your Guru Maharaj is coming here, you rearrange your life, no? All the schedules, everything gets turned upside down. Why? Because your priority is there, no? Guru Maharaj is coming. So this is the most important thing. All other things you can juggle. Life goes on. At the end of the day, what is life all about, you know? You want to do something substantial. You want to please Guru and Krishna. You want to feel you're making advancement, you're getting ahead in the game. It's not about just going through the rituals and going through the motions and feeling a little bad about oneself and throwing in a bit of money and a bit of seva. You really have to feel that, hey, something's happening here in my heart, you know. I'm feeling that strong connection, getting that taste for preaching, making some progress, getting rid of some of these anarthas. That happens through preaching, that happens through book distribution. So we have to make time for this. Well, now that you run 12 hours and you stop sleeping and you stop eating and you stop, you know, being a human being, life has to go on. But sometimes life goes on nicely, but we feel there is no substance and no quality to life. So then we have to adjust and rearrange. Sometimes we get too comfortable, but then the substance is lacking. It just becomes forms and rituals. Not really. Where is the juice? Where is the inspiration? I'm reading and chanting, but it's not really connecting. It's not going in. It doesn't penetrate my heart. Why? Because the purification is not really there. I'm not really accessing the mercy. Trinada Pisunichana is not really happening. I'm still having ahankar, I'm still having lust, anger, greed, ego, all these things. So then, one has to address, take the bull by the horns. One has to address this topic. mainly because of negligence, because of offenses, because of just externally going through the motion, but not really connecting our heart, our soul with the activity. So even though we're doing the right thing, we're not really connecting with the activity. That happens. You see, this world, this modern Western society trains people to do it trains people to do things right, but you don't always do the right thing. Understand? You're very expert in whatever you do, in your job, in your life, everything, but you don't always do the right thing. So making priorities, that is what is required. Like when your Guru Maharaj comes, you put on hold eating, sleeping, job, social duties, other things, and you focus on getting maximum sangha, maximum benefit, and for doing some seva in order to get, you know, the kripa. So in the same way, we should have the same attitude when it comes to preaching. Okay? Because serving the instruction of Guru and serving the physical form of the Guru is not different. Okay? He can see exactly what you're doing. He appreciates. He's there in your heart. So it's not that only if he's there and I can say, here Guru Maharaj, here is juice from me to you, say thank you, okay, it's mine, that then I please him. And if I'm going for doing book distribution or for doing preaching, our Guru is not here, how does he know what I'm doing? How do you know? He doesn't know. He's there. He sees, he appreciates, and he gives you the power and the blessing. So you have to see the bigger picture. That only happens when you start engaging in the activity. Then you know, the Prabhupada said, you know, my Guru Maharaj, he had left this planet 35, 40 years ago, but there is not one moment where I felt separate from my Guru. He's always with me, always guiding me, always helping me. Then you're always empowered. Not by physical contact. Sometimes Guru is in the room, stands right next to you, but our consciousness is in Maya. We are 10 million miles away. You might as well be on the moon, you know? Like that. And sometimes, you know, like now, your Guru Maharaj is in Los Angeles, but if you are absorbed in him and in his service, he's right there with you, wherever you are, in whatever activity it is that you're doing. That's the power, that's the potency of the spiritual practice. And service and separation is higher. Sometimes there is union, but separation, that is always available. We may not appreciate it, but it's a fact of life. We have to live it. Other questions or points?
I have a doubt. Mm. If the summary book on Bhagavad Gita is available, published by
Gita? Not that I'm aware of. There is like something called Gita Gan, I think in Bengali, but I don't know whether they have it in other languages.
And you know, many people, they may not like to read the slogans and things like that.
So then you give them some small books.
You
give them some small books which explains basic philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So many small books are there.
Small books are available here.
Yeah, plenty.
In Tamil and English.
Plenty.
I'm just asking about the summary of Gita which is available
or not. Gita Gan is there, but I might not be available in all the languages.
So those people you always give on Tamil or Mukhi, they are getting title Gita Charam.
Gita?
Gita Charam.
Charam.
English is a
message of God. Okay.
So some people who ask like this, we give them those.
Yeah. So you give them that? Gita Charam.
Maybe they will get a taste out of reading that and
sure.
They will not have a big book.
Yeah, many times like that. That's too big. They can't relate to it. But it all depends on you, what your attitude is. If you're used to reading big books and a lot of books, then on Gita, that's okay, take it. But if you think, oh, this is massive, You know? No, I'm just saying, all depends on your attitude. Sometimes the devotees, some are saying, oh, small books, too big, let's just give them invitation cards, you know. Oh, how can you give invitation cards? Let's just smile at people and say Hare Krishna. But you know, if you want to make some impact, you need to put some real punch there. So if you give somebody Gita, that's the real punch, you know. That's the real force which hits them. And if they read this book, their whole life can change. Sometimes they take a small book and it's taken lightly, you know, okay, a few pages. But if they actually get into the Gita and they somehow make it through, something happens. Some change happens. So we should be very motivated to give people Prabhupada's Gita, because it's a life-changing experience. Other points?
What are those personal shortcomings that you have received of the distribution? Maybe we are physically weak or some other things. Maybe we have some difficulty in our family, and then we have the road from the distribution. So that is like driving one side. Sometimes you are the person that the enthusiastic person the field for distributing books.
Yeah, so you have to try to be at your best when you go out there. But it might not always be possible. Like if you're physically weak, you know that my energy level is low. So then you say, okay, instead of going 8 hours, I will only go 3 hours or 4 hours. That's maximum I can do. You understand? So you find out when is best time for you. And if there is some difficulty in family or like that, then you try to solve that problem. If it cannot be solved, then you just have to accept it and live with it. Matras Pasha Sukanteya Sitoshna Sukadukada. Like now it's hot, you cannot change it. Power is off, you can't change it. It's 1:32, power still has not come back. What to do? Still, there is problem. Mother, father, uncle, this, that, the other thing. What to do? Life goes on, right? Don't become too much dependent on external situations. Sometimes 500 people are there and they all saying, oh, distribution kija, let's go out and do it. And sometimes you're alone. And everybody is saying, no, we shouldn't do this. You should be able to do your service, not dependent on what people say, what people do. We should understand for ourselves what is the importance of this mission. Otherwise, if we're dependent on weather, on people, on this situation, that situation, it will never happen. It's never happening. So we have to be ready to fight against all odds. I know some devotees who are in wheelchairs, no legs, no arms, no this, no that. They're distributing books. I know some people who are very old who are distributing books. I know some people who are very young who are distributing books. In places where they have no money, where people have no interest. And you are in the best country of the world. You're in the best age of your life. You're about what, 30?
40.
40. So you're in prime time. You're in the best age of your life. The most productive, best age in the life. In the best place, the best country, the South, and the mind is saying, oh, it's impossible, can't be done. You know, you have to learn how to deal with your mind. If your mind wants to ruin it, he will ruin it. Sometimes you pick up our beads and the mind says, you will not hear one Maha Mantra. I will keep you busy. Then you can either accept it and go along with it, or you say, I'm going to make an effort, I'm going to hear each and every mantra. Conscious effort, conscious decision. Now you could go on the news and be depressed every day of the week, you know. There's an earthquake here, somebody died there. You know, it's the material world. Janma Mriti Jaravya Adi Dukkha Doshana Darshana. Every moment somebody dies, every moment somebody is born. Every moment somebody becomes a millionaire. Every moment somebody loses all their wealth. So, a preacher, we cannot be too much swayed by so-called happiness and distress. We have to be equipoised, find the middle ground, the middle line. If there is some actual problem, try to fix it. If you can't fix it, tolerate. Live with it. Other point?
then like when we go on different say atmosphere or areas, they are most good. Like, say, I saw your video about different place. But how do you keep unnatural that atmosphere in our personal spiritual life?
Experience. You're a doctor, you might be on the war field, you might be in the hospital, you might be in the patient's home, you might be on the street or in a bus. You're still a doctor or in an airplane. You have to do your job. You can't get affected by the environment. Some environments are tough, some environments are very good. To be able to do your job, that means training. That's why initially you learn here. You're at the temple, how to be on the book table, how to talk to people, what to say about this book, what to say about that book. Understand? Then later on you're out there on the battlefield. People run around, no head, no arms, no legs, you know. Confuse people, disturb people. You have to know how to deal with them. But that you have to do anyway. Because it's not that you just live in the temple and you never go out. You have to know how to deal with material world. But you can't be affected. Or if some places affect you too much, then they don't go there. Don't go there. If you can't handle crowds or stress or crazy people, then you just find an environment which is more comfortable for you to distribute, to preach. Not everybody can go to everything. Okay? Other points?
Suppose you preach to other relatives or anything, they may not accept you, but then how to bring them back?
They will never accept, because you're just a little guy who was peeing in his pants and, you know, who stole the sweet from aunt such and such, and, you know, and you done this stupid thing and that stupid thing, because they know you for too long. So they will not accept.
Not possible to bring them.
Right, you see? Unless they have some connection, some appreciation, you can only show them, they only have a positive example, no? In this way you can bring them closer. By your own personal example.
But they appreciate, but they don't come.
So then what is it?
They try to close.
You keep on trying, they cannot run away, they are your relatives.
Okay.
They will keep on seeing you.
That's what they may think. One day it may click.
Huh?
One day it may click, they can wait.
One day it may click, yeah. Sometimes something has to happen, you know. Either the book falls from the bookshelf on their head and you know, something happens. People get sick, accident, this, that, catastrophe, they get shocked, they get wake up call. Yeah, we don't have to make those arrangements. Naturally will happen. Everything will be finished in the material world. So, eventually.
That's the only thing.
But we hope that sooner than later. Because otherwise people are, it's hard, you know. Teaching people new things when they're already very stubborn and very set in their own way. Very glorious if elderly people take up Krishna consciousness. Very glorious. Because for whole life they have trusted so many other things, and now that means they're actually sincere, they're actually intelligent. But if we give them the chance to practice Krishna consciousness in a nice environment, they will do. They see the benefit. They see the benefit in your life, in your family's life, and then they will accept. But if they see that you are not very mature or not very balanced or not very, you know, inspired, then why should they take to it? It has not worked with you. Why should I try it? First you show me how it's being done. Then I will follow your example. So our first and foremost duty is to be happy in Krishna consciousness. To be, you know, exemplary, then people will be attracted. And they will feel, hey, I want to do this. This works.
Otherwise, they say that earlier was nice, now we are very happy, but I am not able to come. I am not feeling that happy. If you come, you can, but there is no when they come.
Yeah, you can have the saying. You can only bring the horse to the water, but you cannot make it drink. The horse has to drink it itself. Other questions?
We are talking to few college students and we are not able to involve them in book distribution because we are also afraid that book distribution has its own challenges, that if you bring them for book distribution.
Has its own challenges, meaning what?
Like go out, people you face a lot of things, like you are in people while you are doing this.
But young people like those challenges, you know. All over the place there is young people canvassing for things, selling things, collecting money for this thing, for that thing. People, young people like that kind of a thing, you know. They love the challenge. They rise to the occasion. So don't be scared. Maybe you are not up for the challenge. Maybe you are scared to do that. Much more than they are. So we should not project our fears onto other people. Maybe we have a doubt in our head or in our heart that, oh, this is not the right way how to go about it, you know, let everybody come in their own time and term. You understand? So we should not project our own fears and our own limitations onto others. Allow them to make their own experiences. But somebody should be there to guide them, to train them, to assist them. So somebody experienced should be there to help them. Then college students, great way. Because they need practical engagement. You know, like if people come here and every time you ask them, give money, buy books, they say, I may not have so much money, I may not be able to buy books. So then what else you do? You're not initiated, so you can't cook, you can't do puja. Somebody already cleaning the floor. So then what do? You go out and you preach, you distribute books. Everybody can do that. You don't need any academic qualification, degree, money. You just take some books and you distribute them. You make a course. You teach them something about one book, Ishopanishad, Science of Self-Realization, Gita. And then you show them how to distribute to others. Many will like it. Perfect engagement, very satisfying, and it challenges you. It means it challenges you physically, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, everything on every level. And when you're older, you don't like to be challenged so much. But many people when they're younger, they love the challenge. They like the excitement and just, you know, that something's happening here. I don't know about now, but I was like that. I still am like that. So, whatever works, you try it. Some are more comfortable amongst the students, some are more comfortable doing it not amongst their friends, but outside. Like some of you are comfortable to talk to your friends and relatives. Some of you are more comfortable just going into houses where other people are there, not too close. Whatever works. Other points?
You have some the buyers have given some feedback by the people who buying a book from you. They are on their life stage or they are very useful for them. What is the feedback you got any?
All the time.
Can you share some experience?
Too many to mention. So many people, they buy books, they become devotees, 10 years later they meet you. They say, hey, you remember me? I say, no, because I meet, you know, 100 people every place I go, you know. Ah, I bought a book from you there, you know, 10 years ago in that street, from that airport. Okay, thank you very much, Hare Krishna. What can you do? It will happen gradually. Sometimes it's not that they will come back to you and say, Prabhu, you saved my life. I'm really thankful. You know? Sometimes you have to do good work without getting the credit, without getting the reciprocation. But you know you're doing important things. Because Prabhupada said so, Acharya to please, Krishna to please. Like that. So, but if you're more in one place and you stick to the same place, you will get more and more of that feedback. because now people will start coming. You start doing the college programs. I feel especially college programs are very good way how to attract devotees. Bhakti Vriksha and college program, book distribution. Or these two combined with the book distribution. Winning model. Other points? Nobody is disconnected. Nobody is standing on their own. Everybody is connected through the Guru Parampara, through the management structure, through checks and balances. Everybody is connected. As soon as somebody comes and says, I'm the man, I'm doing it, and he's not connected, that means it's based on ego and he will not sustain. He won't be able to sustain it. Independently thoughtful and self-reliant, you understand these two terms? Okay. Self-reliant means you stand on your own two feet. Means you don't have a stick in your back, tied to your back. Hare Krishna. We're just explaining the two terms. Self-reliant and independently thoughtful.
Okay, thoughtful.
Yes, what do they mean? Mm-hmm. Because many times it's kind of foreign concept.
Mm-hmm.
So self-reliant doesn't mean that you don't need to have a stick tied to your back. Because you actually have a spine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But because many times nowadays people are spineless. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's spineless, he doesn't have a backbone, he doesn't have a spine. You understand that expression? Maharaj came and said the mantra. He said the magic word in the local language and boom! Light came on. Yeah. Let there be light. Boom! And it happened. So you actually walk on your own two feet. You don't need mama and papa and your guru and your GBC and your authority to be next to you and hold your hand all the time. You can actually, you're self-reliant. Means you can walk on your own legs. You're not just, you know, a warm body. You're not just breathing. You actually have what it takes to do the job. And independently thoughtful means you can think with your own head. It's not that when you join or when you get initiated, we put a chip implant, you know? We put a chip in your brain. And then you have a guy up there in the control tower, and he goes remote control with his joystick, you know, okay, now forward, top, right side, left side, top, back, 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 top. You understand? That doesn't work. That's micromanagement. People have to be able to walk with their own feet and think with their own head. Now that doesn't mean that people are independent and that people are speculators. It means people are loyal. They're loyal to Prabhupada and to Prabhupada's mission. But they understand the difference between a principle and value and a detail. They know how to apply it, time, place and circumstance. And they're loyal to the movement. Which means they follow the management structure and the system. But at the same time, they use their own God-given intelligence and their own experience to figure out what is necessary to deal with that person and to make it fly means to connect with that situation and to that person. Like that. So that is required. That means preaching. This is what Prabhupada wanted. And that means we practice Krishna consciousness in an authentic, in a realistic, in a real way. So then Krishna will give you Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Prati Purva Kamsa Ami Buddhi Yogam Tam. Buddhi Yogam Tam. That buddhi is not coming from the college, it's not coming from, you know, the upbringing or the proper food or this or that. That buddhi is coming from Krishna. So Krishna gives you that intelligence by which you can act properly. Yes?
I think independently thoughtful, just a comment.
Yes.
Independently thoughtful means that one takes responsibility for his own standing and his own service, his own capability. Sometimes people would like to not be independently thoughtful because they know they entail responsibility.
Yes.
Because if you you're independently thoughtful and execute something on your own, and it's a learning curve that you're going through and you make a mistake, and you don't like to take the responsibility for the mistake,
you just dump it on the big guy.
Yeah, so you dump it on the big guy, and then you think you're not, you know, instructing me, you're not available, or you're not this. But on the other side, maybe the person wants you to be independently thoughtful, and whatever you need is available to you.
Yeah.
That's the way that I think Prabhupada did.
Yeah.
He said, I'm available if there's anything you want. Otherwise, you know, follow the guidelines, follow the books, follow the listings, and expand it. That's the way Prabhupada expanded the movement.
Because otherwise it can't grow. Because if all the little guys dump everything, including their own lives and problems, on the big guy, well, you won't see the big guys anymore. Because either they're covered in problems, or they'll go to the caves, to the Himalayas, to hide from everything. It's like if you expect your guru to be your psychologist, your shrink, your marital counselor, your economic advisor, your friend, your body, and all these things, then number one, what happens is you don't allow him to be your guru. Because guru means spiritual guide, mentor, teacher. He's your spiritual master. Now, for all these other things, you can get so many other people, no? There's so many people in this world who can do all those things for you. But the guru, he's unique. He's a unique role. Even though there is plural also, there is many gurus, different types of gurus, what I'm saying is let the gurus be guru and let everybody else do the rest of the job. But we always think that this person should do everything for me. That's why we want people to be spiritually connected, but materially independent. Right? We don't want to have people who are materially dependent on us.
In the beginning stages, maybe a person is reliant,
yeah,
and he sticks around, he's not yet weaned, like the weaning baby is out.
Yeah.
The mother gets weaning stage when she weans the baby out.
Yeah.
And he's able to feed himself. But till the weaning, they may stick around and they take instructions. But it's always desired that you be able to take your instructions on your own and execute things as you learn. And definitely that means that you have to take responsibility for your own thoughts, your own execution, your own decisions, and learn how to do that. I think that's what brings about some good success. You know,
and we allow people to make mistakes. Not suicidal mistakes, but, you know, whatever is required. Because that's the learning curve. That's the learning process.
Yeah.
Then by that, maturity comes, experience comes, success comes, trust in oneself comes. You start building your team, you start actually getting involved with the project. Otherwise, if you always have somebody next to you who tells you right, wrong, left, right, stop, go, back, front, at one point you turn to him and say, why don't you do the job yourself, you know? Why you need me? Like that. So those people who are able to delegate and to empower, their teams grow. And those who are just controllers and sitting on top of the thing and passing bad air, everybody wants to leave. Because it's not a nice thing. So we have to see that we don't do that to the people in our team. Because right now here I'm talking to the leaders of the preaching and book distribution movement. here in South India. If you want people to go out with you, you have to be a likable guy, you know. If we have too many conditions and too many trips and too many requirements and mental adjustments, then people will say, you know, you're too much trouble, you know, you're too much headache. I don't want to do preaching or book distribution with you. But it's about the team, remember, we do a team effort here. Of course, you can go out and do alone also, but in a team it's much more successful, it's much more potent, and it's much more fun. So try to work as a team. Prabhupada really stressed that, and he really liked that when devotees work together as a team, because he saw that the good comes out from the association, from the sangha. Maharaj gives the conclusion. We have 5 minutes till prasadam. We had a lot of questions and answers. Good stuff. Just questions and answers, dealing with all the issues.
So I was not there, so I was answering some questions. all we desire is that somehow the good cohesion and the proper books distributed, and not only distributed in terms of trying to get book points or completing, but distributed so that there is value distribution and there is preaching and people get affected by the books and we can follow them up and we can actually give them the benefits of what the content of the book, we can educate them, make them devotees and have them do the same thing again to others if they change reaction. So I want to specifically say that she value-oriented book distribution more. And value-oriented book distribution doesn't mean that we are not doing books in quantity. Both things are done.
Quantity and quality.
Quantity
both.
And quality. Right. For instance, in Kerala, in the Malayalam Bhagavad Gita, we put a small yellow sheet inside. It's got a questionnaire. So that we can track the person who is getting the Bhagavad Gita.
Did you get some feedback already?
Yeah, we get feedback. We get feedback and we send it to the particular area.
How many send their yellow sheet back?
At least about some 25 to 30% of them write back.
Wow, that many people?
Yeah, write back and we get the sheets, we organize them and we try to send them. Not everybody whom we approach has written the sheet is always very available.
No, I just
would wait.
A third, every third person sends that sheet back. That's great.
Exactly. That you can follow them to some extent.
So you have a database management, you have people who are...
To put that fully in the database.
Has to be put into place.
Because
we already spoke something about that in the questions now, and we're going to go more into depth.
Yeah.
Contact, follow up, making devotees, and you know, doing the full circle thing. We'll speak more about that this evening.
That's why we want to lead them into the academy, and the academy has got a whole lot of things lined up from the lower stage to higher stage of Bhakti Shastri, and maybe in the future Bhakti Vaibhava or anything. So that's starting from book distribution, we get, I think the whole thing to the end is book distribution.
Yeah.
The content of the book.
Read the books, live by them, distribute them.
Exactly. It would be nice if we, that's the reason why Prabhupada asked us to distribute the books, so that the world is correct and people will embody the instructions and live them. So if we can see to the end, then it's a very successful book distribution project. The temple is meant to cater to that. And so the devotees also can live up to that capacity to inspire. And they take the books, they read them.
There should be a whole follow-up and preaching department, no? Which does the database management.
We have a whole database on
how
many different devotees and different levels of devotees, according to what they chant and according to what their vows are. We also have a general congregation database, those who are not into anything but the temple, and who are following up. They're trying to, in the process of 50% organizing these things.
Yeah, because if that stuff doesn't get kept up to date within 1 or 2 years, it becomes, and then it gets dumped into the ocean somewhere.
I don't know. We organize the book distribution, see the results.
Yeah.
And tune things up according to the results and where you want to go. It's not very great fun distributing books just for the sake of getting some points. So
no.
I think God's idea was to preach after the books.
And then you see more and more what are the target areas which where you get best response. Like Prabhupada wanted the intellectual class of people. That means colleges, that means like that. But same thing, door to door, educational institutions, government institutions, everything has to go on. It is 2 o'clock.
It's 2 o'clock.
And we survived.
Just coming.
Without AC, we survived. Thank you for being loyal and sticking it out with us. Stay tuned.
In spite of the podcast.
Yes. Same place. 6 o'clock. Or is it 6:30? 6:30, yeah. Yeah. So 6:30 to 8?
30.
Okay, next session. So now you get liberation, mukti. You can
sit under the fan.
Yes, go and do whatever you please. Thank you for your perseverance. Seeing you gives me great joy. I know that great things are in the process. I can see, you know, some things are going on in the head. You're already making your plans, your strategies. Okay, I can do this, I can do that, I want to try this, I want to try that. And that's good, you know. It's supposed to be like that. That means self-reliant and independently thoughtful. Everybody, you can tell him, okay, you know, you take this and you run down there and you hand it to that guy. It's called a peon, you know. People like that, you can hire them. But people who are self-reliant and independently thoughtful, you can't hire them, you can't buy them, you can't bribe them, you can't force them. They are the difficult people, you know? People like us. They are people who have a mission, who will say, I'm staying with it, I'm not leaving. I was here first. I'm going to stick it out. That's what we want, you know? Sometimes you have to be a little stubborn for the right thought.
Many of the devotees are pretty
poor
devotees.
Yeah. So you've come to the right place and you stuck to the right cause. Now it's just a matter of getting the synergies, of getting, you know, more energies and more people involved, building the teams, empowering more people to do like that. And then in this way it will be a wonderful, you know, orchestra. It will be a wonderful concert. Because we're all used to play the lead flute or the lead, you know, violin in our own little concert. But now we have to learn how to serve the mission. Which sometimes means you have to let somebody else take the credit. You have to be happy to let somebody else take the leading position. Because maybe they're more skilled, maybe they're more able, maybe they need that position in order to be functional like that. So everybody has to see themselves as a servant. Then great things can happen. You can make a revolution in the hearts of misguided humanity. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada Sensible Distribution ki
jai.
Good Premanandi.
Hare Guru.
So see you back at 6:30. Same place, same station.